instant, no moment in history where I could stand and say, arithmetic begins here, now.
Every other name at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Jesus, is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. And in Him we exist on the earth at such a time as this, in the midst of all that goes on this planet and in this world. And in this time where light is coming in, where truth is being manifest, where just a lot of things are happening and taking place. And, you know, it's been quite a ride these days. I know that, you know, on Faith Mix we haven't been publishing as much, and there's a few reasons for that. You know, Lord willing, we'll have words coming out whenever, you know, as often as possible, but also sometimes there's not either something that needs to be said, or enough is being said, or God is speaking or working with people in His own way, or sometimes, you know, it's just been the nature of how things roll. And so not sure how many of you guys are still checking in as sparse as we've been, you know, in publishing. But, you know, the site is still here for a reason. And, you know, that reason is just that whenever God gives us something, that we put it up and we put it out. And, you know, this life is a window. And this life is a window of time, in the way that we've related to it up until now, where we come into this reality. As eternal beings, we come into time. And, you know, from the moment that we come into that, we're coming into an aberration. We're coming into something that is not our normal state. You know, our normal state as eternal beings is to be just that, is to be timeless. So we're coming into, already when we come into this reality, something that is unsettled, something that is not in line with the true nature of who we are. So that just being the case, if you feel like you've got a burr under your saddle, or just something just never quite right, no matter what the external situation and circumstance may be, well, hey, you know, you're in good company, because pretty much every child of the living God that I know of kind of has that feeling that, you know, they're here to live as Christ, to die as gain. They're here, though. They're here, and they're in this world, and they're following God. But something isn't quite right, you know, and it never quite is, because of the fact that all creation earnestly groans for the sons and daughters of the living God to be revealed. We all look for that manifestation of God. We all look for that revelation of Christ in us, the hope of glory. We want to shed this place and be who we are as eternal beings. We have a longing inside of us for that. We don't want to be bound to a carnal and just a reality that's falling apart like this. And yet the world is seeking to do that. The world is seeking to draw us into that. The world is seeking to pull our souls into that place. And for the child of God, it is, if you refuse to go the way of the world, you become that target. And, you know, and hey, it's just who you are. It's now God has given you ways and means to walk through this life. You have the promises of God in the scriptures that include the fact that He will never leave you and He'll never forsake you. You have the promises of God that include the fact that if you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto you, speaking of your needs and the things that are necessary for your living and your existing upon this earth. So God knows. He knows what He's doing with you. He knows that what he's doing with us. But there is that, as soon as God makes that promise, the enemy comes right behind and seeks to bring in doubt, and seeks to bring in confusion, and seeks to bring in all manner of just, I mean, what did the devil do in the garden with Eve? He said, he started off by saying, did God really say? You know, each time, when did God really say? So that is the enemy starts like that, to try to bring in doubt into what you know in your heart is the truth and the reality of what God has said and spoken to you. You know, and the enemy tried the same thing with Jesus in the temptations that Jesus had in Luke chapter 4. Same thing. You know, that attack, you know, on the sovereignty of the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, the fact that you can, that the Word of God is a solid foundation, and that is the absolute truth. And what the enemy does is seeks to take away from that, seeks to confuse that, seeks to make you doubt that which is real and true. So, you know, you've got to know, just like Jesus did, you've got to come back with that which is real. You know the Spirit of truth which is in you, and He will quicken you into that which is real and that which is true. And you've got to stand on the ground that is Christ. Build your house on that foundation. And if you seek the truth and if you love the truth, you're going to find the truth. You're going to walk in the truth. You're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But the world, and the world that we live in, is not a world of freedom. It is a world of bondage. And it's amazing how people in the world seek to go back into bondage over and over and over again. And I wonder sometimes, too, if just, you know, that's just a result of the programming that people have had and been under for so long. You know, it's the book of Galatians is a case in point, where here you've got people that have just come out from spiritual bondage and spiritual slavery. And what does the enemy do right away? Seeks to enslave them all over again. And Paul writes to them. He says, look, who has bewitched you? Who got into your mind? Who has manipulated you to bring you back under bondage, even when you were doing good, you were doing great, you were walking this thing out, and you went back under bondage. And there is this element, I believe, and I've seen it so many times, that even though freedom is available, that people choose so often to go back into that bondage, spiritual bondage, mental enslavement to others, to just refusing to follow God for themselves and seeking the world and seeking that system to be its master, and to seek that system for them to be able to go, you know, in that slave system of control and that rat maze, that trap that they want to bring you into. And how many people choose that in hopes of the cheese at the end? Not even for the cheese at the end, in hopes of the cheese at the end. That promise of the cheese at the end of the maze is enough for most people to give up 25, 35, 45, 55 years. The child of God realizes that it's an illusion. You realize that it's a deception. You realize that it's not real. And then when you walk out, you can walk into what God has for you, which is what's real. Now, when you choose to follow God for yourself, it's going to be tested. It's going to be tested all around you by a lot of people that don't do that. And to trust is going to be, you know, that challenge. It's going to be that thing to rise above. So, trusting God in the midst of all of what is going on, trusting the promises of God, looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that He is in control, all those things are essential. It's part of our walk. And, you know, we go through these windows. Now, each season that God puts his people in and through, there's a reason, there's a purpose, there's something that God is teaching you, there's something that God is developing in you. God would have for you to know his voice, to know his truth. And, you know, it's a journey that he puts his people on for a reason. This world is not our last stop. So the fact that it's not our last stop, we don't have to look at it the way that worlders look at it. See, the worlder falls for the lie that this is it for them. And so they try to build their house on shifting sands. Whereas the child of God recognizes that, you know, this and all that it is passing away. Now God is setting up his kingdom, and that kingdom will never be destroyed. And that is the thing that the world seeks to oppose and seeks to stop from coming into fruition and coming into being. And the world is seeking to push back against that, but they can push back against that no better than, a turtle can stop a wave coming on the seashore. It can't do it. It doesn't have the capability. Because light is always more powerful than the darkness. But we're seeing an escalation. You know, it's the things are being turned up all over the world. So there's an encouragement for us this day. An encouragement is to dig back into the promises of God, to know what they are, to follow them, to trust them, to lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways to acknowledge the Lord, and he will make your path straight. So that's an encouragement for us. That's an encouragement for you this day to, you know, in the middle of all that's going on, don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to make things work in your head and in your own mind. That is the way the world works. Instead, you know, submit your plans to the Lord. So you have some thoughts in your mind. You have some things in your mind. You have some intentions that are there. So submit those to God and let him lead and guide and direct your path. Let him lead and guide and show you. You know, God will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He knows the path that he has for you. And he intends good things for his children. He intends good things for his people. You know, there is a sorrow, though, in being here in this life. There's a sorrow in being on this earth at such a time as this, because we're surrounded by so much evil, and we're surrounded by so much that is anti-Christ and against God. I mean, Jesus was a man of sorrows, because, you know, and I believe part of that was just because he saw things for what they were, and he knew what they could be. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you only knew what made for your peace, but right now is taken from you. You know, he could see it, and he knew that what was possible, and yet people rejected it. And in their rejection, they chose their own destruction. That's a hard thing to see when you know that it can be different, when you know that it can be better. But we still encourage ourselves in the Lord, and we encourage one another in the Lord, and we encourage one another in that truth, knowing that he that began that good work in us is going to carry it on to completion, and knowing that God will still watch out for and take care of his people. Those that put their trust in the Lord will never be put to shame. And you might have gone through some speed bumps, but keep going. Because your journey's not over yet. Keep going, because your time on the earth is not over yet. Keep going, because God knows what he's doing with you and what he's doing in you. So keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Trust him. Keep moving with him. When you struggle with something, bring it back before him. And let God know. Let God know where your struggle is. Let God know where your pain is. Let God know what it is that you're feeling in your heart, and let him be the one to work on that. Let him be the one to lead you, to guide you, to direct you. Brothers and sisters, the time that we live in right now is a time like no other in the history of what we know. And it's because God is shifting things. He's moving things. And in the process of Him moving things, you just want to flow with Him. We've continued to give the admonition out for people to keep their eyes on Christ. You know, to ride that wave. Ride the wave. You got to just flow with it. You know, you're not going to overpower the wave. You're not going to change the direction of the wave. You just get on the wave and you go with it. Now, your skill and all that will affect your ride a bit, but you're still going with that wave. That wave is doing what it's doing. So ride that wave. Ride that wave. Trust in God. Know that He's leading you. Know that He's guiding you. Yeah. You know, each window, each season, there's a challenge. To him that overcomes, God wants us to overcome. And I believe sometimes God sends us into some difficult and trying situations, in part because, you know, that is how you grow. That is how you learn. That is how you develop. That is how you are built. And so, you know, this is part of the leading of the Spirit. When you trust the Spirit and you let Him lead you, He's going to do that work in you. And He's going to lead you many, many times through experiences that you of yourself wouldn't choose. But God knows, and God will lead you and guide you. And He will do that to stretch you. He will do that to take you to the very end of yourself. And it's at the end of yourself that's where you see what God can do. You know, as long as you feel like you got this, as long as you feel like, oh, I can do this, well, then, you know, you stay awfully sane and very boring and spiritually dead. You know, God wants you to trust Him. He wants to take you out to the end of yourself. And at that place, that's where you see what He can do. He leads and guides you and directs you. So, you know, trust. Know that He's in control. Know that He loves you. Know that He that began that good work in you, He started it in you. So He started it in you, so He wants to finish it in you. Oh, yeah. Hey, for you guys out there that have been praying for us over the years, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. Very, very much. I know that I probably haven't done that enough over the years, but I know that there's been many of you out there that have just been faithful and just loving people that have prayed for us and watched out for us in the realm of the Spirit, and it's made such a difference, and it's given us space to do a lot of things, and I just want to say thank you for that. So right now I want to pray for you. I pray in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for those that listen in here at Faith Mix, Father. I pray for those that love you and seek you and desire to walk in your ways and to trust you and to be in step with your plan and purpose. Father, I pray for them right now. I pray that you bless them. I pray that you would lead them and guide them. I pray, Father, that your voice would resonate in their spirit and they would know the direction that you have for each and every one of them and your plan and purpose for them at this time on the earth, at such a time as this, Father. I bless them in Jesus' name, Father. I bless them with good health and good strength, Father, every resource they need to do what you've given them to do, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you for brothers and sisters in Christ that walk this journey with you. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord. I pray that you would keep us on track. Lord, we love you and we trust you. We pray, Lord, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, hey, love you guys. Keep on keeping on. You can always drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.